Members of Massachusetts State Police Troop F earned up to $13,000 per year in previously undisclosed per diem payments. That's according to the Boston Globe. In the latest news in the ongoing scandal over the state police and its failure to disclose overtime pay. Joining us now with more is the Globe's Matt Rochelot, and he is with us from Boston. Matt, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so tell us more about this. Per diems, previously undisclosed. How much were they and who got them?
Right, so it was for about $3.4 million over the course of 4 years. And this was for troopers in Troop F. It was for people who weren't in the command staff and people who didn't otherwise have a take-home vehicle.
Okay, so tell me a little bit more here. I mean, they didn't have a take-home vehicle, so they were getting paid to drive their own vehicles to and from work?
Right, right. So they would get $40 per day to use their own vehicle. You know, state police told us that state police told us that that these were for just for certain troopers, and it was covered by a union negotiated benefit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's kind of the key thing here, right? In that a lot of mm-hmm. the scandal that has been seizing the Massachusetts State Police, it's because we're hearing now about perks and benefits that have been disclosed through collective bargaining. So, I mean, what did they have to say about this latest disclosure?
Well, we didn't get a lot of information from state police or from Massport, which is the agency that runs the airport and also pays for this particular troop's pay. One of the things that was kind of interesting is these added up to large amounts for some troopers, earning up to $13,000 a year in some cases. And we're hoping to get more information from them later on this week.
You have heard from some representative state government, though, such as Representative Denise Provost. What did she have to say? She sounded mm-hmm. a little surprised when she talked to you.
Right, right. She and some other lawmakers were very surprised, I think, and I think concerned, you know, both at the per diem issue, but also at the records not being disclosed. This started a couple weeks ago with the entirety of Troop F not being disclosed, and our latest report was about these perks. So, you know, so sort of a second wave of non-disclosures from these state agencies.
Right. And so as you report in your story that these per diems just appeared on the comptroller's website last week, so like quietly just appeared. They weren't there before?
Right, right, exactly. They were you know, we had seen the first wave of data be released a couple of weeks ago, and we were keeping an eye on that website to see if more info would come in. And when that came in, we noticed that all of a sudden the data we had seen before had gotten higher. The salary for hundreds of troopers had grown. So we started asking questions and eventually got some answers.
Okay. And now State Police spokesman David Procopio told you that the release of all this pay information is happening on an ongoing basis. But I mean, compare this to other law enforcement agencies around the state. Is there a similar per diem program, say, for Boston Police?
No. We did reach out to Boston Police. We haven't been able to survey other departments, but BPD did tell us that they don't have this situation. They have a limited number of take-home cruisers for some officers, but by and large, their officers use their personal vehicles, and they don't receive any stipend for that.
I see. Now, what reaction did you get from representatives of the very union that has that bargained for these perks? What did they tell you?
Right. So the union, the State Police Association of Massachusetts, which covers most of these troopers, they did not want to comment about the per diems per se, but they did tell us that they were concerned that members of Troop F were being lumped in with some other troopers from Troop E. Mm-hmm. And Troop E, as you listeners probably know from some of the recent coverage, they've been facing a scandal with overtime abuse or allegations of overtime abuse of about 30 troopers.
Well, you know, to me, actually, this is one of the most interesting aspects of this story, right? Because on the one hand, the not disclosing some of these things is definitely problematic. But on the other hand, you know, the state police don't necessarily have anything to apologize for if they have a strong folks bargaining on their behalf for their union. I mean, so how long is this likely to go on, Matt? What do you think?
It's hard to say. You know, we've asked lawmakers and the state officials sort of what the next step is here. We still haven't gotten a clear answer on if the records that are available now are complete. They've told us that what's available now is in compliance with sort of how the other records have been released in the past, but that's still not a direct answer about if everything that should be there is available.
Well, we'll see. Glad you're keeping an eye on it. That's Matt Rochelow. He's a reporter for the Boston Globe, speaking to us about the latest revelations of previously undisclosed payments to the Massachusetts State Police. Matt, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.